100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Profanity Nation.
Yeah, it's the new era of man for some old school fans with a new school brand. We got money on the mic with the plan in hand. And Stat Pat to his left, they go hand in hand. And to the right, we got Simpster, he putting it down. It's the Profanity Nation, we running the town. Yeah,
it's the Profanity Nation.
Profanity Nation.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to the Profanity Nation podcast.
Let's go.
The voice
of the professional fan,
the voice for the professional fan. We are the voice of the professional fan. How are you guys doing tonight? Money Mike, Stat Pat. Things are good in the hood.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, guys? Ask me.
Laker blowout.
Ask me why I have these on.
What's going on? What do you got those
okay,
on?
I got sunglasses. If you're not watching on YouTube, I got sunglasses on. I've got sunglasses on. You know why?
Why?
Because the future's so bright.
Woo! That's right.
I got to wear shades.
THT. Right. Let's go.
Let's get this going. Let's just start talking here, guys, because we've got a lot, all right? So, right off the bat, two Laker preseason games. In the books.
Yep.
Two Laker blowouts.
What?
Two again, Laker blowouts.
And you know, before I get too excited about, you know, a preseason game, I kind of want to wait until the Lakers actually play a contender first before I actually get excited about what I just saw these past couple of games.
But, it's exciting to see. It's exciting to see. Okay, so if you're joining us right now, if you're listening on the Good News Radio app, which you should be. If you're not, you need to download the Good News Radio app in your app store. Or if you're listening on YouTube or Facebook, thank you very much. Of course, we're going to talk about Lakers. NBA is back in business.
Yep.
Preseason is rolling. I cannot believe that happened so fast. And then we are expecting to have a really special guest tonight, guys. We're expecting street baller Randy White Chocolate Gill. White Chocolate, he won the $100,000 MTV Who's Got Game contest.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah. So we're going to have him on the show. We're just waiting for him to call in. That's going to be great. But for right now, let's just talk about what we love to talk about, Lakers. All right. So
Lakers,
exactly. So, you know, the Lakers look really good in these two games, considering we didn't play really our starters, although KCP played today.
Yeah.
He's expected to be a starter, but game one, no starters.
The other team pays starters.
Yeah. The other team, right?
Yep.
Yeah, well.
And you know what? I have a question.
Okay. Yeah.
What GM do I want to play for if I'm in the league?
Oh, the one that won Executive of the Year last year.
Oh, you know, him? Oh, yeah, because, you know.
Right?
So you're telling me I can hit the side of the bat board?
Oh.
I could not show up at all in the playoffs?
And get paid?
And get the same money that AD got?
Yeah, dude, you would think. You would need to win a ring for that.
You would think that you would be in a GOAT or a potential GOAT conversation?
Nah, not even close. And the fact that, you know, but the thing is, they tried to shop this cat before they even gave him the money. So
make any sense.
I'm just saying, they might Blake Griffin this dude. So, you know, so don't.
Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin. Okay, wait a minute. You know, what time is it? It's 8:35, so yep. 5 minutes into the show. If Paul George is getting $190 million for 5 years for his performance, LeBron is underpaid.
Wait, hold on.
This is... No. No?
You know, this is crazy. I never, you know, hold on, man. I think we need to.
Yeah, I think it's, there we go.
This is a great moment in, like, the show. This, I never even thought this would even come out.
I mean, look, we have to go by what value is, though. What value is.
I told you last week, I said, you said that was expensive. I said, that will look cheap.
Yeah, Paul George got $193.
I mean, it didn't take long for
it didn't take long for that to come to fruition. That's for sure. Right. I really didn't expect it to happen that quick. I thought maybe in a couple of years.
Yeah.
But hey, it's okay. I don't mind being right.
But listen, that's Lars Fink's fault. That's not. It had nothing to do on you guys or anybody else.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, you're the Clippers. You have to lock in a talented superstar and a name. He, at least Paul George is a name.
Yes.
So. Let me ask you guys a question.
Yep.
What's the biggest ripoff? Mitch Kupchak giving Gordon Hayward $120 million, or Lawrence Frank giving Paul George $190 million?
The 120.
I don't think either one is worth it.
Yeah. If I had to really go out and be, you know, if I had to guess, I would say that it has to be the Paul George one, because for the simple fact. I know Gordon Hayward is not really worth that, but at the same time, Charlotte needs someone in this to put some points on the board and get them in seats. And what I see with the Clippers and what they did, they had all the information they needed, and they still chose to do that. Now, what I think is kind of crazy is that while he's signing his contract, Kawhi Leonard is not signing his contract.
That's what I wonder.
He's actually looking at what's going on, and he hasn't committed long term. So I don't know if this marriage is going to last 3 years. I mean, it might be just 3 years, and we did what we did, and we didn't do what we have to do, and I'm moving on, and you staying here. And
how great would that be that they did? They got Paul George. They made all those. They made those trades. They gave away all those draft picks to get Paul George to secure Kawhi.
Yes,
Kawhi takes off, leaves them with Paul George, and they're strapped now to Paul George without any assets to improve the team if Kawhi walks.
This is crazy. The fact that Kawhi,
executive of the year,
right? And but Kawhi actually didn't he like, I'm not coming until you make that deal and make that trade. And so it was on the behest of Kawhi Leonard to engineer that, to make sure that he got put in there, and they mortgaged their future for Paul George. And the fact that Kawhi Leonard hasn't committed long term, that is really interesting to me, and it's going to be something that we have to watch going forward.
They're going to have to do something, because in these two preseason games, they did not look good. We're talking bench players, Lakers bench.
Yes,
this is the squad that came out and started game one.
Yes,
is our bench.
Yes.
Against the starters for the Clippers that were the contender last year. And they looked terrible.
Well, here's the thing, too. THT was balling the whole game.
Ooh.
And
we were going to talk. Oh,
THT is not even probably going to be in a rotation.
That's scary.
Unless somebody get hurt.
And but we love that. Now, THT, shout out to Talen Horton Tucker. Shout out to South Bay Lakers. Shout out to their training and player development, because the South Bay Lakers, as of these two preseason games, have four champion players from South Bay that went to the Lakers, being Alex Caruso, Kostas, Devontae Kaycock, and Talen Horton Tucker, four championship players.
Man, you know what's going to be funny? Like, when they play, I mean, I don't think THT, obviously, and Caruso are going to ever get back.
No,
back
hopefully to not.
But when you have those other guys coming, they come in, they bring in that championship experience.
Right? Exactly.
To the G League. They're letting them know how to win.
There it is.
You know, like,
there it is.
Yeah, their head going to be a little bit bigger.
Yeah. That's just like, you know, when you have this, you know how they always use those little sayings to make sure they pump up those players and stuff like that. And that's what, you know, we actually do have with those cats. But yeah, man, let's get into it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about THT and how, like, he has taken not just a leap. I mean, he's really showing, and when you know, what he has and what he can do. And when Vogel was saying that he was really the one that everyone was pretty much impressed by, I mean, Now we see what they saw, and now we understand the hype and what they're all getting involved, you know, getting. And it's a beautiful thing to watch right now.
It's gorgeous. All right, guys, let's get back to Talen Horton Tucker really quick. Let's go ahead and pay a bill before White Chocolate joins us, so that way we can have a great conversation and talk to White Chocolate when he gets on the line. All right, hang tight with us, guys.
Your sneakers look good, huh?
Check this out.
Even the most exclusive sneakers once purchased look identical to everybody else's sneakers.
Can I get a holla holla?
So how do you take your boring regular sneakers and convert them to unique dynamic sneakers that will stand out? Yo, that answer is easy. You need to get laced with Get Laced Shoelaces.
Yes, sir.
Visit GetLacedLaces.com or check us out on Instagram at GetLaced_.
This episode is also brought to you by Extreme Auto Sports in Santa Clarita. Whether it's audio or video, window tinting, vinyl wraps, suspension services, a 4x4 lift for your truck, or new wheels and tires, Extreme Auto Sports has you covered. Be sure to give them a call today, set up an appointment, and go get your ride taken care of. 661-424-1579. Extreme Auto Sports, that's the way to go.
Thank you, everybody, for sticking with us. We appreciate it. All right, everyone, again, first let's say hi to some of our listeners out there. Sean Ward, thank you so much for joining us. Desiree, one of our previous
guests. That's my girl.
Lady Mamba. Desiree Engel, there you go. How you doing? Thank you for joining us, Desiree. We love you. You know that. Okay, if you want to call in, also be sure to call in. The phone number is 877-311-FANS. That's 877-311-3267. All right, guys. So let's get back into this. We've got some talent on this team. We're deep.
Yes.
We're very deep. This is looking really good. We've got Talen Horton Tucker, which is what we need. Okay. We need cheap talent. We just re-signed LeBron.
Right.
We were talking about that. We signed AD. Right. Not a ton of
We ain't got no money. They can't get nothing from me.
So the coos is the right. Taylor, you know, and the Lakers just keep doing this.
Yeah.
They keep getting these late round, second round where they buy a pick and get this guy. They had Jordan Clarkson. They just keep doing this.
Man, let me just run this down because this is amazing. I mean, these guys, the Buss brothers, I mean, you know, Jesse Buss is actually really doing a lot of good work when he was with the Lakers. I mean, he has, in the 2014, we got Jordan Clarkson with the 46th pick. With 2015, we got Larry Nance Jr. with the 27th pick. We got Zubac with the 32nd pick in the 2016 draft. And in the 2017 draft, we actually traded for Kuzma. We had Hart with the 30th pick. And we also got Thomas Bryant. All these guys are still in the league. And in the 2008, we had Mo Wagner.
Yep.
And I can't say his name, but his feet is sweet.
Sweet
for three, you know, that guy.
Yep.
And he was, Mo Wagner was 25th pick in that draft. And then, uh-huh. then Sweet was the 47th pick. And then we come to the 2019 draft, and we got Talen Horton Tucker at the 46th pick.
46th.
This is what we're going to make sure that we get this late round talent. That's why when we get these guys and they give us these late round picks, we're not really worrying about picking high. We do better, look like, at the back end of the draft than we do at the top end. And so the fact that they can then come in there, we can supplement, we have this cheap talent, and it's producing. It's producing at a high clip. And
I have a question. Yeah. So Kuzma, you know, he played pretty well today.
Yeah, 25 points, man. Yeah, he balled pretty good, man.
But you know what, man? Maybe we shouldn't have held Kuzma and held Ingram instead.
They weren't going to make that deal without Ingram. Ingram was the focal point. The only difference was it going to be Kuzma, Lonzo? Was it going to be Kuzma, Hart? Brandon wasn't a choice. He was a lock.
Yeah, see, I would try to keep Brandon.
Well, remember when Griffin was doing when he was actually working at Spectrum Sportsnet. Remember, he would come in sometimes, and he would go and he was actually in the studio talking about the Laker game. He was literally scouting the Lakers while he was doing the broadcast. And so when he got the job with the Pelicans, he knew right then who the guy that he was going to target in any kind of AD trade. And he said that the person that he thought was the Lakers' best player was B.I. when he was actually doing the broadcast. So the fact that now he is now the GM, he was not going to miss an opportunity to take that what he thought was the most valuable asset and then add all the extra pieces that come with that trade. Now, mind you, you see what AD did for us. You see what everybody else is getting for people that are less than AD. He probably should have asked for Kuz too, because honestly, we came out with a steal. And you see all these other guys, like, you know, your Drew Holidays of the world are getting like the same. I mean, I think Griffin got more for Drew Holiday than he actually did for AD, and that's amazing.
Yeah, he turned that quite nicely. But Milwaukee was just so desperate. Yeah.
Milwaukee messed it up though. Still,
yeah. But you know, they caught. They did. They did, and now they're stuck with Drew, of course.
You know, they should have asked us. They should have just called us and said, "Hey, you guys are fans. You just guys see things in a different way.
Things,
and we would have told them what to do.
I would have had to let them know."
You know, things in the league are changing. Okay, baseball has always had a farm system.
Yeah.
The Lakers are setting this. You don't have a choice in the league. You know, it took a while. I think every NBA team finally has a G League associate team, or they're close. But what are they waiting for?
Right.
I mean, you know, the NBA and basketball, they generally had no farming, no farm league, no growth within your organization. Look what's happening for the Lakers. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing the talent that they're bringing out.
Yeah, it's funny because, I mean, when you see the talent and they go through, you know, they're doing the G League and they're cutting their teeth in the G League and they come to the Lakers, some of them are, I mean, for the most part, they're ready. They're ready to go and they come in there and they contribute. Now, I know we've always on the show beforehand was talked about, you know, Kobe Carl and, you know, like his coaching. You know, do we allow those guys to just basically, you know, just go out there and run, you know, without any kind of structure? But I got to give somebody some credit, man. Somebody's getting these guys up ready to when they come to the Lakers, the main team, they're taking that next step.
Look, love the G League team, but Kobe Carl was just a placemaker. I mean, to be honest with y'all, I mean, literally, like, when we go to the games, who do we see? We saw Kurt Rambis over there hanging on the wall watching what's going on. You know, they're not even running the same plays, but they're looking, they're over there evaluating talent.
Yeah.
You know, Kobe Carl, I could coach the G League
team. You know what? I think Carl's the perfect coach for that team, because when we spoke to Misha, the strength training coach for South Bay, he confirmed for us, it's really hard to play for wins in a league where your players are constantly pulled from you to be. So Kobe Carl does not come across as the most competitive coach. He comes across as more just X's and O's. Let's just do this right, wins. That's perfect for that team.
Honestly,
I think any other coach would just die.
So in other words, he's just teaching fundamentals.
He's a developmental coach. Okay. He's not a championship coach.
And
I think
that is really the... Remember, it was the... beforehand, it was called the D-League.
Developmentally,
Developmental League, basically. And that's what... I mean, it was just Gatorade just bought the league and put a G because of the name. But at the same time, it's still, in essence, the same thing. They're still trying to develop talent and get them in and get them ready for the league. And that's what they're doing. And like I said, man, tonight... I every time the THT made a play, I was jumping out of my seat because I was not expecting that kind of level of competitiveness, especially when he's going against Kawhi, going against Paul George. He is not backing.
He's
down.
Going against a Clipper team.
Yeah,
How could you not expect that? Because we saw it all the time.
But we see that against Agua Caliente Clippers.
Yeah, but they're the same thing.
No.
let's run this box score. 33 points, 4 assists, 10 rebounds, 4 of 5 from 3-point land, 4 steals, 11 of 17 field goals.
Man. Yeah. I mean, he was everywhere, dude.
He was everywhere.
And he's not even going to play.
And they couldn't stop him.
No.
Not even the starters.
But let's think about, like, let's look at these his measurables. I mean, he's 6'4", right? He's not super tall. But that wingspan, though. I mean, I
7'1"?
Think it's 7'1" wingspan on and the dude's like a condor out there, you know, just wrapping fools up, you know, and it's like he's just out there and he's just
getting steals.
Just getting steals and he's just ripping people and it's just taking people's cookies all the time. You see it. I mean, you see him getting aggressive, getting in fools' grills, being able to go ahead and take, like, if anybody try to cross him over, man, if he's getting low and he's getting in that position, it's hard to get around him. So I like the fact that he's, even if he doesn't play a lot, you have that. at your disposal to go ahead and, like, we need some punch off
the bench. The thing about it is, though, you don't want anybody to get hurt, but you're not worried if they get hurt.
Right. So you got
that,
coverage.
You yeah, can, you know can, you're deep like, enough right, that cool. you can absorb a small. That's cool.
And you know what the thing about that is, too? Somebody can lose their spot if they get hurt.
Yeah. The only position of our team where.
That's how stars are born.
Right? Well, right. Yeah. Because, see, look, KCP, let him get in the slump. I don't like him anymore. So, I'm still not high on that.
I'm getting off my boy Contavious.
No, man.
You know me. You know me. I was on his head last year.
Yeah, but we have to be consistent with that.
But, though. Yeah, but I'm on his head, and I also got to be consistent.
Yeah, you got to stay on his head, though.
Nah.
You got to stay on his head.
Well, I can't just stay on his head just because.
Yeah, you do. What? Yeah, you do.
Look, my man is.
You know what he's capable of, or not what he's capable of.
Well, I also know he's capable of making, averaging 15 points in the finals. That's what he's capable of.
But and you also
that's
know,
what he did.
That's what he did. I know
in the finals, man. But
in just a regular old series. it's just the finals.
But before that though,
the big time. Yeah, I get you, man. But at the same time, a man came out there and got one of these games. He got 15 points. He got 16 points and 17 points in the finals. He is actually. I'm gonna give him the slack. He's earned it. But
in the middle of it, like, here's the thing though. Like, you have to own it either way, right? So either you have to be like Contavious, you have to give us 10 consistent games. You only give us 4. So you have to go ahead and give him create some sort of consistency before you start calling him KCP again.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so what's your standard?
My standard is, like, if you go ahead and win me a championship. I'm kind of lax on some things.
What
does that mean? That means
what does
that mean? I'll go ahead and tell you what that means. That means is look, when I actually need you to perform at your best, and you actually do that in the pressure situations, I'm thinking you earn some slack. If I gotta still keep being on your head just to make sure you stay in line, no, that's what Wesley Matthews is for.
But let me
ask
you.
I can go ahead and get on his head.
Let me go with the hypothetical then. If Danny Green was still on the team, is he Daniel or is he Daniel?
But Danny Green ain't did nothing though.
Yeah, he didn't.
See what I'm saying? You see the difference?
He didn't step up in the finals.
Don't you tell me about that defense. He played good defense.
He did play good defense.
Because if we're talking about defense, then KCP had the same amount of good defense that Danny Green did, plus he actually gave us 15, 16, 17 points.
Only in the finals, though. Only in the finals.
Dude, what am I asking you?
Who, in your eyes, rose above the expectation?
I mean, listen.
KCP.
No, KCP did good in the finals. That's what I'm saying is I think he's replaceable if he gets hurt. That's all I'm trying to say. When you go and you say, okay, he played good in the finals, that's 4 games, that's great, or 6 games he did. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm still on his neck. I'm waiting on him to go back to what he used to do. You know what I mean? Like,
What are you looking for consistently from KCP?
Man, I need a consistent, like, if he plays 20 games.
What's the box score?
He needs to be consistent, play all together in 18 games at least.
Okay, but are we talking 12 points, 6 rebounds? What do we want from him?
He needs to make good decisions. Sometimes he doesn't make good decisions.
That's true.
All right.
So 10
play
points.
Smarter.
Yeah, 10 points.
All right.
Be at the spots where he needs to be. All I'm saying is I don't trust him, and I'm telling Stat Pat that just because he played good in the finals, thank God we had other people that got us to the finals.
Yeah,
that's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but also KCP did help out with that because remember we still have the anchor, the guys. I mean, when I say anchor, I'm not talking about anchor in a good way. I'm talking about like if it's a ship and there's something holding you down. It's an anchor. And that's the Danny
You're talking
Green.
Ball
I'm, talking,
and chain.
I'm talking about the ball and chain. I'm talking about, chain. Like, okay, maybe that's a better analogy of the ball and chain because that's basically what is going on. He is actually, when you have Danny Green, you hoping KCP can do something because we got 2 guys, both can suck. So it's like you got Danny Green is who he was, and then you have KCP coming in. Yeah, the bar is really low. But now
it's high.
Now it's high, and he got to live up to that. And I get you. He does have, he can definitely. I don't even know if he's going to be starting. I mean, really, he might not start because they might want to do some different things in the starting lineup. So it's going to be interesting to see.
All I'm saying is I'm just not confident in this play. I'm not like, okay, KCP. In
but I don't think KCP is the problem on this team. Like, I think we got other people.
To me, he is really a problem because he took a lot of money.
Versus Kuzma.
Yeah. Well, Kuzma,
they have to work on the.
So what it takes for you? Because I know you were big on Kuzma.
Oh, I know it,
and I'm trying to find out where's the love. Well, why do we give him the rope? And because he's homegrown, could we drafted him?
Well, he's a homegrown guy. We talked about that last week.
He was going to wait and keep the kids and then and pitch the kids to AD. Like, come on, kids. Yeah. With the kids. Come on. Come on to this.
You know,
come to this 41 and 41 team. Come on,
Kawhi.
Team. Yeah, come on to this 41 and 41 team. Come on.
But no,
the building blocks.
Yeah, but look, I mean, I do have a little bit more of a soft spot for Kuz, but I am getting frustrated with him at the same time. Because I think it's more about confidence than anything else and having to be consistent. And I think probably one of the worst things, let me know what you guys think about it, is the cosign that LeBron gave him, like over Twitter. And it felt like to me, when I saw that, Kuz was like, yeah, my daddy liking me, so I'm good.
Well, he said he was going to make the biggest jump.
That was it. My daddy likes me, so I'm good. I'm always going to be here.
LeBron doesn't put
my dad. My dad's not. I mean, I took it like my dad ain't going to kick me out the house.
No, I took it. I took that as he needed some.
Yes.
Some pep talk.
Yeah, but see, at what point do you need the pep talk? Because here's the thing: this dude literally and. I do have a soft spot for him, but literally, when they were talking about all the trade, they basically were saying Kuz was the untradeable one.
Yes.
So when they say that,
yep.
You cannot let me down. Like,
well, yeah, that's what I told you. Like, so when we got the energy and everything going to KCP, I'm thinking like, look, man, I got to see the reason why we keeping Kuzma on the team. Not saying that he's like, look, tonight is not a good time to really talk about Kuzma. Because Kuzma actually did play well tonight. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, and we're talking about what you were talking about, Money, about consistency. If we're talking about consistency, then he is the definition of inconsistent if we ever had a person on the team. And so that being the case, I need to see him do a lot more than when he's going to play within the offense, hit the shots that you're supposed to take, and, you know, be a spark and then get your defense back up. You know, that's what I need for him. I don't need big scoring, but I do need him to, when he's in the game, to be able to contribute in a great fashion. I mean, that's what I need. I need him to be able to affect the game and be able to, you know, not force the action. Remember when he was going against Michael Porter Jr., I think? Yeah. And it was basically the fight of the light skinned brothers. Like, they were just going against one, you know, just one on one and everything. And it was like, wait a minute, though, you know, there's a whole playoffs going around you that we should be playing. But it's interesting to see how all of these guys are going to get minutes, because we basically are very, very deep.
I think I know how we should distribute the minutes on the team.
Okay.
I think we should distribute it based on how cool their shoelaces are. I think that's exactly who should get the minutes, right?
I agree.
Okay. So guys, I can't stop checking. We have these on the desk if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook or any video. I just can't stop. We have from one of our sponsors here, just amazing, absolutely outstanding stuff here. Custom shoelaces from Get Laced. They're great. We have Goat shoelaces, Unstoppable, Stay Woke.
My favorite. Mamba mentality. So here's my question.
Desiree, Mamba mentality, hey, laces, custom.
We got some coming for
Desiree,
you. You got to get them.
Hey, call in, man. We'll give you these. We'll give you some laces.
Black Lives Matter.
877-311 fans.
That's it. So you got to make
anybody
sure.
Anybody that calls in, we'll give you some shoelaces.
Yeah, tonight. We'll toss out. We got some free Get Laced shoelaces. And be sure, if you want more information, you want to go to getlacedlaces.com, or you can see them on Instagram. If you follow us on Instagram, you've probably seen them. Be sure to check them out. Custom laces. They're pretty awesome, guys. I can't stop checking them out. I got to move them over here
too much flyness.
Yeah,
over
it's
here.
All the colors, the purple, the white. It's just too many colors here, guys. Okay, let's move on. Lakers are great. We got all that talk. Let's move on. We've had some other things. Because preseason started, we've actually got to see some other rookies play. I would say the one that most people are waiting to see, boy, Melo.
Yeah.
Hey, Melo was balling. You know what I love about Melo? He had no points. and he had 4 assists, and he had 10 rebounds. But those 4 assists were all highlights. Every single one of them. One was a full court pass. One was a drop, the dime right behind his back. The other one.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. You have to check those highlights.
My favorite was he was running beside, I don't even know who he threw it to, but whoever he threw it to, he threw it behind the back, and he led him.
Yeah.
He led him. That's hard
that's
to
ridiculous.
Do.
That's ridiculous.
In full stride.
In full stride. That's hard to do where you go behind your back and throw the ball at an angle ahead of you so he could catch it in full stride.
And just took it in stride and just laid. I mean, it's just, he was, you know, we're talking about like impact, and that's one thing that's our buzz. We're impacting the game, affecting the game. We want guys that can do that. Now, you said that stat line, which on paper doesn't look impressive, but at the same time, when you're looking at that game, you see him actually affecting all facets of that game. Now, I know his defense is still, you got to get that. I mean, anybody that's coming from, you know, wherever you came from and trying to go and make that leap to the league, you know, is the defense is always going to be secondary. It's going to take time to catch up. You know?
Exactly. The speed of the game.
The speed of the game.
Absolutely.
You know? However, when
but
it comes
just watching to, it.
But you look at his offensive repertoire. I mean, my man got, I mean, you know, he got the shot, but then those assists. And I like the fact that he does rebound just like his brother. You got to give it up. You know, Alonzo did the same thing. He rebounds the ball. Pretty well for a guard. 10, that's big. 10 rebounds from at the guard position is huge.
That's huge. A rebounding guard, that makes all the difference.
Yes. Well, that's the most important thing because all rebound is effort.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, you know, everybody wants to go and show off the, you know, that you can score. And I know he can score. I know he's capable of doing it.
Yeah, you know he can score. Right. He scored, what was it, 90-something points?
Right.
Or
yeah, I mean, but that's high school.
No,
but
it doesn't matter. You're capable.
Yeah. But even at the same time, in the Drew League is what you really see because, when you know, he went and basically brought a whole team back, but that was down by 15 and almost won the game for him in overtime. Mm. You know, that's when you see, like, you know, that's the heart and the drive that you see him. That's what I love.
Did Jordan finally hit a home run in a draft choice?
You know, I'm thinking he's getting there. Let's be honest here. This is preseason. And, you know, when the dogs come out, they're going to test my man. I mean, we're going to see how he adjusts to that. I mean, his name is out there. We know who he is. I mean, he wasn't picked number one, but we're talking about of notoriety. I want to say that he does have the biggest name of the draft picks.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, maybe the other teams, you know, the Golden State and
good job, Timberwolves,
LeVar. You know, Timberwolves. Again. Oh yeah, gotta give
kudos,
him props
LeVar.
For that.
Yeah, I don't want nobody said nothing about LeVar.
No,
nobody said nothing about
you know,
LeVar.
And he's here to stay. I mean, he has something to talk about. He has proof to say that, hey, look, I know exactly.
Be like I told you so.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. I would say big up to Melo and RIP to Jello.
Oh no. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. You don't think Jello gonna make it?
Well, I think he just got waived.
Yeah, he's already done.
He just got waived.
Yeah, man.
That didn't last long.
Oh man, I mean it was only one game though.
And wait a minute, I like how they posted that picture. Remember they posted that picture?
I mean they had a billboard for him. They had a billboard for him.
It was cute. But it was cute for a minute though.
That doesn't make any sense, man. They had the billboard.
Triple B paid for the billboard.
They had a billboard for him. Man, after one game, you gotta let the guy go through these preseason.
I mean, the fact that they were like, nah.
Yeah.
They literally waited two games. Like, nah.
Let's not forget they expanded the roster from 13 to 15 players, too.
You can't.
Yeah, you know, hey, don't crap. Still don't crap on them, man.
We're not.
Hey,
but
hey, for 5 minutes.
All ball brothers.
All ball brothers were in the league.
You know, it's strange. I mean, this is kind of how it was predicted from the start. Everyone said Lonzo was great. Jello wasn't the strongest. Right. And then LaMelo would probably be the best.
Yeah, you always knew what the game plan was.
Yeah. But you know what, though? I know we give LaVar his props and raising these sons and getting them in the league, and that's very much commendable. And I do appreciate that. However, if I have to nitpick a little bit, and it has to be with Jello, and I really do believe that when he had that incident in China when he was with UCLA, I do believe that LaVar really wanted to show his son and teach his son a good lesson in life. He should have allowed him to go ahead and take his lumps. He would still be with the UCLA. He would have got an extra year. he would have probably did something to his game that made him a little bit better, and he would have been better for it. I think we were trying to do this one and done thing with all his kids, and they were all his kids were not ready for
it. I honestly don't think that he really had the talent, you know, to even do the one and done. He would have been, you know, LeVar's issue was they were going to suspend him for
a year, probably.
Yeah, for like 20 games. And
he would have missed the season.
He wouldn't have the opportunity to.
Because we were trying to get him into the league.
Right.
Instead of recognizing.
So he had his mission.
Right. And so that's what I'm going back to my point.
But see, I think none of that matters because literally he took when this situation happened with LaMelo, I'm sorry, with LiAngelo, he took LaMelo and took both of them on the same path.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so LaMelo himself and LiAngelo didn't. So I think it wouldn't have mattered. We would have been at the same spot.
But like you said, we saw that, you know, when Melo was actually, you know, at Chino Hills and he was getting all those points and everything like that. You know, we already knew his talent was there. But like I said, Jello was able to get to UCLA and play on that team. Well, what I'm saying
he got to UCLA.
Okay, that being the case, what I'm saying, there's a lot of guys that are coming into the league that are 4-year college players. You know, 3 years. I mean, Kuzma is a 4-year college player.
Yeah, okay.
But see, what I'm saying, that's the only reason he even got to where he is.
Yeah, yes. But see, and but so that's, I think, you need I think to work that doesn't on matter, your, though. I think that still doesn't matter because he's 22 years old. So he did 4 years all overseas. Little bit in the G League before it got shut down. He went on a different path, but he was playing still those 4 years.
So
you're talking
about, so what I'm saying is, so like, so to me, when it comes, so when it, to me,
I think it is.
But when it's, when to me, when it comes to the, like, the college game and what the college game does give these players, they give the tutelage, they give them the fundamentals of the game. If you're out there in Lithuania, ain't nobody trying to tell you how to go ahead and, like, you know, be able to split a double team or be able to pass out of it or be able to recognize. Like, no one's teaching you that. So if you're saying that, the skills that he has are not being worked on when you're overseas and you're playing and you're just taller than everybody and you're just faster and, you know, it's just.
Yeah, but see, look, I mean, they were playing. I mean, that was what you cannot do is you can say, because I believe LaMelo going overseas, even though it was an unorthodox way of going, that helped him tremendously.
Completely
to be where
different
he is.
Situation. Right. Much younger.
Yeah. Two different
players. But what I'm saying is, so why couldn't that same experience? They literally had parallel experiences. You know, the problem is, look, and I watch Ball in the Family, and I still love the Ball family. But the thing about it is, all you see and all I've ever seen when I watched LiAngelo was run down and be a spot-up shooter. So he didn't really have the full game in at all.
Mm-hmm.
Lonzo had a full game. You know, Lonzo was able to pass, was able to dribble, was able to shoot in college.
Right.
You know, but and then you saw that with LaMelo. LaMelo was able to drive, was able to get rebounds, was able to pass.
Listener Sean Ward says Lonzo had too much pressure on him.
Lonzo didn't have too much pressure on him. No, you know, he didn't.
If so, then you have to blame that on LeVar. That's nobody else's fault.
No, you can't blame. I'm never gonna blame LeVar.
But I don't. No, that's only if you believe there was too much pressure. If you don't believe there's too much pressure, there's no one to blame. But if you believe there was too much pressure on Lonzo, there's only one person to blame. I mean, why was Patrick Beverley in Lonzo's face in that first game?
But that's what's
because
supposed
of
to
LeVar.
Happen. But that's what's supposed to happen, though. You know, see, here's the thing, man. It's funny because when I look at it, I remember I was in Vegas one time and I was over there talking to the guy and we was going back and forth about whatever he was talking about. And then my wife came and she said, "What's going on?" And they were like, "Oh, Daddy's just talking." You know, you know, and then they were like, "Can we go to the other pool? Cause Daddy's just going to talk to this guy for 20 minutes. My kids are used to me doing what I do, right? They're used to me just talking to anybody, right? So, their dad been yelling and screaming and saying the kids are great. It never did affect them.
You know, and that makes a good point. I mean, I do see that.
We have a caller here. Let's go ahead and call this in. Hello, caller. Thank you for calling the Profanity Nation podcast. Who's on the phone with us?
Sean Ward.
What up, Sean? What's going on, man?
Thanks for calling in, Sean.
What you think, man? You think LiAngelo should have been in the league?
Man, what's up, fellas? Man, I just feel like, you know, Lonzo just had too much pressure put on him, you know? When he was at UCLA, he was having fun with kids his age, you know? He was balling. He was forced into the NBA. He wasn't ready, you know? It was way too much pressure on him. And when he got in the league, he wasn't expected to do what he did.
He just didn't have enough time to mature?
It was all his father talking. He wasn't mature enough. He was still a kid, man. He should have been in college another year.
Yeah, but you can't say that because we got the 19-year-old same age. We got the 19-year-old same age over there balling and throwing dimes. So what
Jalen Horton Tucker kicking it.
It's not the same.
I kind of agree. I'm gonna go with Sean on this one, because when it comes to like you said, we're giving LeVar his flowers now. But initially, when he had the one son and we had two in the pike, initially, we were saying, like, this dude is just talking this dude into a funeral home. I mean, he would literally go ahead and just basically saying,
he never bothered me, though. Did he ever bother you?
No, but it doesn't matter if it bothers you. You ain't playing in the NBA, my man. What I'm saying is this. When you got somebody saying that he going to be better than Steph Curry antennas are up.
Right.
They already up. Challenge. You see what I'm saying? We like, okay, who is this cat? So this is what we're talking about here when it comes in. Now, like I said, I got to agree with Sean with that, because when you have somebody coming to there saying you're the best thing since sliced bread. Look, man, you
gotta believe that. Listen,
no, but
you gotta fake it till you make it. Even if
okay,
you're not.
we gonna see that proof. We need that proof. And so when you come in there and you are the number two pick in the draft, and you come in there and you on the Lakers.
I think that's the variable that's not being included here is Lakers.
The Lakers
is the spotlight on the Lakers. If you're going to say there's too much pressure, I'll say maybe, Sean, because he went to the Lakers. Would that have been different had he gone to Charlotte at that year or anywhere else, Memphis? Do you think it would have been different? He would have had a little bit more chance to mature in that first year. He could have foregone the more college. What do you think, Sean, if he didn't go to the Lakers?
If he didn't go to the Lakers, I feel like he would have had a better chance at developing, you know? He was put on a prime-time team where fans were expected him to do great things, which he couldn't do. He wanted to fill his father's shoes. It was too much pressure put on him, you know? If he went to a team like Charlotte or a team where he is now, he would have been way better. He would have developed more. You know, he would have learned more. You know, college and NBA is two different things, man. You know, it's more tougher.
Oh, yeah.
It's more physical. And, you know, it's different, man. You know, he was put on a prime time, like, big team, which it was just too much on him.
So then, to be
the greatest player, like, come on now.
So then with that train of thought, then LaMelo has a much better chance to develop. As far as NBA ready,
because he's in Charlotte.
Well, yeah, of course, it's damn sure that because he's in the market. Yes, definitely, definitely. I mean, come on, dude. I mean, if Melo went to New York, oh, it'd be the same thing all over again. Because they're looking for these cats to be the savior. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were looking at Lonzo as that last piece. We got B.I., we got Randall, we got all these cats, and now we got the point guard. Oh, we going to be smashing in a few years. Like, that's how we looked at it. Like, he was the missing link. Mm-hmm. And once he's been propped up to be that guy, it was hard, man. And the thing about it is hard when we're looking at him. Like, look, I watched Pac-12 basketball just like everybody else, and you see him balling, hitting shots like Jimmer Fredette.
Yeah,
hit a shot from way downtown and everything. But at the same time, I also saw the Kentucky matchup, and so I'm looking at this cat and like, my man is like, when he gets some pressure on him, he kind of folding. But we're not gonna say nothing like that. We're just gonna go ahead and just draft a number two. And sure enough, he get in the league, and once his shot is not falling, once that broke shot ain't falling, that rest of his game is not as dynamic. And so, you know, it's like, you know, I just say, like, it's just I'm hoping that you know, Melo is going to go ahead and at least, you know, have a good, you know, solid career. But I think he does have the tools. Yeah. I mean, I think he has it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Most definitely, man.
Hey, Sean, thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate you.
Hey. Thanks for watching always and commenting. We count on you being there.
Always call back, man. We love to have you on the show
again.
All right, man.
Thanks, Sean. All right, guys. Yeah, so I don't know. Ball Brothers have some pressure. Ball Brothers have some things to prove. But LaMelo has...
Pressure on the balls.
Ball pressure.
Ball pressure.
Damn, I walked right into that one. I'm not going to take the heat on that one. All right.
That's your fault.
That is, and I'll take it. That's your fault, man. That's fine. I'll take it. It is what it is. Okay, guys.
Which balls do you want?
Really quick. All right. On that, we're going to take a break. We'll let you answer that one really quick. We'll be right back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You gotta check out the Pure Life Alternative Wellness Center. It's a family-owned and operated pre-ICO, Prop D compliant, and recreational collective serving Chatsworth, the San Fernando Valley, and the surrounding Los Angeles areas. They offer discounts for all our veterans and seniors 55 plus, as well as first-time patient and referral discounts. You can order online at purelifesfv.org. That's purelifesfv.org.
All right, we're back. Thank you. That wasn't too bad, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're waiting on some more callers here. We're going to have some calls.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have a white chocolate at a family emergency, so we won't be able to have him, but we're going to keep this going.
Man, we hope everything's okay. We hope everything's
2020
okay.
Got to go somewhere, man. I'm tired of 2020.
We hope white chocolate's right. Good. Okay, if you've been trying to call in, if you happen to be on the other line, please try calling back once more. We're ready. The lines are open, so if for any reason you're on hold, please hang up. Try calling back, and we'll be sure to answer it. Guys, I have a question for you, Pat.
Yes, sir.
How much you spend on gas this week?
This week, I actually filled my tank up at $70, man.
$70 this week alone?
This week, dude.
That's crazy. Gas is too much, man.
Too much.
Ask me how much I spent.
How much, man?
Nothing.
Hmm?
Nothing.
How'd you do that, man?
Not a dime.
What?
Yeah, because I go and I charge my car. Huh? I charge my electric car.
I forgot you got the electric car.
I charge my electric car.
But you got to pay for that, too, though,
No. I charge my electric car at Volta charging stations. Volta charging stations are free charging stations, free consumer charging stations nationwide, guys. They're free. Guess who powers them?
Oh, who their sponsors?
The brands.
That would be the Profane Nation.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Sir.
So I saw that. I always get my car charged for free. I said, you know what? We got to help people out. So we're going to go ahead and we're sponsoring now with Volta. We're working with Volta Charging to provide free charging for your electric vehicles at Volta charging stations all across the nation. So be sure to go to your Volta. If you got your electric car, go there, get it charged, because Volta's got that taken care of. Volta's outstanding, guys.
Look for our logo.
Man. Look for our logo, guys. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. We are hoping for a call, waiting on the phone to ring. We can see some people, look like they're waiting in the background there. So, hopefully we'll get them on here, but let's keep talking. Hang on here. I think we've got a call. Oh, there we go. Okay. I'd like to talk about something really quick, guys. Again, yeah. We were waiting on some, teams to get going. One of the big teams we've been waiting to see, that would be the Nets.
Yeah.
KD and Kyrie. That would be the Nets, and that's outstanding. Go ahead and switch that to Bluetooth for us there. Hey. Hey, who's on the mic with us? Profanity Nation.
Hey, guys. This is Seth. How you doing?
Hey, Seth. What's going on? Thanks for calling in.
We miss you. He's a season ticket holder with the South Bay Lakers. You know,
family.
No season this year, man, but we got the Lakers still, right?
Yeah, no, we got the Lakers, so I'm missing the G League. I'm missing going down to the training facility and watching the boys.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, how sweet would it have been? How sweet after winning the title to be in there too, right?
Oh, it would have been so great. Oh. But it's really nice seeing the guys playing in the preseason right now.
Isn't it? Four champions off that South Bay team?
It's a beautiful thing, right?
We've got four champions off that South Bay team. How does that sound? We got Caruso, Devontae Kaycock, Taylor Horton Tucker, and Kostas Antetokounmpo. I mean, we've
look
got
at you,
stars.
Man, what the, look at you.
I know. I rarely try. I rarely say it. I just say Kostas because I don't want to butcher it. Yeah. But I actually did it pretty good.
I'll be butchering.
I think I did pretty good. So you're having fun. You've watched these preseason games. You're excited like us. You have to be, right?
I'm very excited. I like what I'm seeing. I think a little bit more development needs to happen with some of the timing. But what I really like is, you know, they're just out there. They're hungry. They're working hard. And they're starting to click. So I like what I'm seeing a lot.
I like what you just said, hungry. Yes. You just won a title, but you're right. They look hungry. They don't look satisfied at all.
Yeah, because absolutely. You know what? Oh, go ahead, Seth. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you know, especially the newer additions to the team. You know, Taylen was with us last season. Mm-hmm. He looked good, but he looks hungry to step up. Mm-hmm. And then Mark is looking good. Schroeder. Harrell. They're all looking really, really excited to be part of the team and hungry for that next chip. I like it.
Yeah, it looks it's going to be a fun year. It really is.
Yeah, definitely. You know, what do you think, though, man? I don't know if you heard it. I know you listened to the show, so you heard the debate. You think KCP could lose the spot to THT?
I'm not sure. I would like to see THT step into that spot. I'm not sure if, with the money that KCP is making, that the management is going to want to do that. Mm-hmm. But if the coach says that needs to happen, I don't see why it wouldn't.
It makes him tradable.
Yes,
it does.
And a nice contract.
Yeah, we need to save some money, don't we?
Yeah, but I mean, he's if THT steps up, that makes our more expensive player tradable,
right?
And we can bring in and fill a void somewhere else, which right now we have one. I don't know exactly where it is.
It's big man.
It's big. Yeah, it is. It's the shot blocking again, right? We gave up all our shot blocking. What do you think about that, Sean? Our shot blocking.
I think that we definitely could use a little bit more help. I mean, we haven't seen AD in the preseason, and obviously he's a huge shot blocking threat. Mark is a little flat-footed, you know, he's big, he's there, he's got great defensive IQ, he moves his feet well, but he's not that rim-protecting threat of that, you know, JaVale or Dwight was going to give us last season, so I do think we could do a little better there. Harrell isn't terrible, he's just a little undersized, you know, he's certainly got the hustle, and he's okay in that role, but I wouldn't be mad if we got another backup big.
He's a strong Julius Randle, no? Am I wrong there?
I would give him a little bit more on Julius. I like Julius though, but
I miss Julius too.
Yeah, Mr. Left Hand. Like, I'm going to go left. And I'm letting you know I'm going left all the time. And you know, but
he was a walking double double. You know,
dude, I give him that. I mean, and
he was also a walking offensive foul.
That's right. Because I'm going to go left every time.
But you know what? If he became an all-star, then he would have stopped getting those calls.
That's true. No, and
I didn't say he was going to stop doing it. He was going to stop getting the calls.
He did all right on the Knicks, but I think he's better off there than he was over here.
Yeah, I think, because they suck, you know, they're not expecting much. I mean, they gave him the money, and they want him to be that next guy, but if he was not that next guy, it's just another guy that they gave money to that didn't pan out, that they're just going through. So it's not the pressure that he had with the Lakers, you know, coming over here, you know, being drafted number 7, you know, then hurting himself in the first preseason game. And then
he can just make a living.
You know, had to wait his turn. And once he did it, we saw what he had. I mean, like I said, it was good for a moment. But, yeah, I think Harrell has a little bit more game. At least I like his tenacity on the offensive glass. Even though I know Randle was also a good rebounder, I just like Harrell's energy. And I think that's what we miss when we don't have like D. Howard and also JaVale McGee.
I think with Randle, what I liked was and enjoyed, I think, which what all of us kind of liked with our young guys was the potential. The potential,
right.
the hope and the dream and all that fun stuff, the potential of what they could be. But we have a team that is, and Montrez is. He's not potential. He is. Yes. We know what we have.
Proven commodities.
Proven commodities now. You can't trade that. Right. That's a value that, you know, the young guys just can't fill.
Yeah, not at all.
Even a THT can't fill.
No. Not yet. Not, but he's looking like he wants to. Mm. He wants to get that opportunity.
Yeah,
and it's going to be interesting to see where he slots in, because honestly, he's not going to let that young buck just sit there and rot on the bench. You're going to have to get that guy, because it's aging on the call. Like, look, man, what else I got to do to get some minutes in this piece? You know, so if that happens, I mean, I just think, like you said, if anybody expendable, maybe you also have Wesley Matthews, though, you know, because Wesley Matthews is our 3-and-D guy. But he has more size on THT. So, I mean, that's why I would say that he will still get that, because he's still, I think he's over 6'4". I think he might be like 6'6 or something like that. And THT has, as long as his wingspan is, he's still a little undersized in the height department. But he definitely makes up for it. You know, so it's interesting. I'm so happy that our G League guys are, especially THT, you know, is just balling.
Hey, Seth, let me ask you a question really quick. Other than the Lakers, were there any other teams, any other players you were looking forward to this season getting going?
You know, honestly, I was excited about the Nets.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're going to go to next. Go ahead. Go for it.
They're obviously have a ton of potential. There's, some drama around the team as well. But it's just exciting to watch. I watched a little bit of their preseason game earlier. I didn't have a ton of time to watch it, but it was exciting. And that's going to be an explosive – at least explosive potential. Let's see how it works out throughout the season.
Yep. KD and Kyrie started out the first quarter, 11 points for KD, 12 for Kyrie, 3-of-3, man, KD 5-of-6.
I need Kyrie just to shut his mouth and just play. And play some basketball, man.
Just play.
Well, he's going to do that because he doesn't want to talk to you pawns.
you round earthers.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, what I don't like about Kyrie, man, nobody's setting this dude up to say the stuff that he says, you know, and then I think, you know, nobody told that dude to say, I think the earth is flat. Nobody told him to do that. I mean, as many times as the TMZs of the world and they go and manufacture stories, he opens his mouth and he creates the story.
Man.
Like, the media is not, he's not the victim, even though he plays the victim. Just shut up and play, man.
Like you're taking my words out of context.
Well, no, bro. Every time he makes a statement, you're waiting for this.
Yeah.
Right after, and right? You're like, wait, is he joking?
Nah.
Is he joking? At least he's fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, I give him that.
And listen to.
Let's see what they got. I mean, let's see if they can go ahead and their starting five is strong. I think their bench is just really weak. And when you got two guys that are injury prone, you shouldn't have a weak bench. I think that might come back and bite them. So that's where I am with them. I think they're a good team. I think they're actually, like you said, exciting. I mean, Seth said it. They got a little drama. One thing is refreshing about this Laker team, and I know we talk about LeBron James on this show.
Here we go. I can't give LeBron no more props.
But I'm not gonna diss LeBron. Yeah.
LeBron got all the love he was gonna get. LeBron got all he was gonna get for the Fan Nation.
See, you're gonna jump in and then get yourself in a situation that you can't get out of, and you know how it is guys are about LeBron James.
Don't give LeBron no more love.
I'm gonna give LeBron James the love, because this is what I look about LeBron. LeBron is gonna bring, I mean, if it is a situation where there's, you know, no, the camaraderie is all bad, we won't see it. We don't see it on the TV. It don't come across that way. What it does, it look like every team that he has, they look like they have fun. They look like they were together. They like to play for each other. Now, on the flip side, the Lakers used to be about drama. As much as I love Kobe Bean Bryant, It was all drama all the time. And that's okay, though. It's okay. I got 5 championships. I'm fine. But let's game recognized. Game here.
So you're about to give LeBron props.
I'm going to give
and say negative to Kobe Bean Bryant.
See, this is the reason why we got these
guys.
Can you
leave this, Seth?
Yeah, do that, because put me on blast. I got to take it, because I'm not the one that's going to go ahead and protect Kobe legacy at all times.
Tell this guy to leave Kobe alone.
No, I'm being honest.
Look,
go ahead and protect Laker. Kobe's
crazy. Let the man talk. Let the man. Don't be rude. He's a guest.
All right, Seth, go ahead.
Sam, go ahead.
I tend to agree in the sense that Kobe was Hollywood, right? I wouldn't say that Kobe was drama. Kobe was Hollywood. He liked the light. Some drama comes with that. I can't say a negative thing. But I do agree that LeBron has kind of, because there's a ton of drama being thrown at him, and he's always been a consummate professional. He's never had a controversy. He's never truly put his foot in his mouth in a bad way. A lot of stuff gets spun. But I do have to give LeBron props for keeping the team together and having that camaraderie that you were talking about, Pat.
It's apparent.
I can't say anything was wrong with being Hollywood in L.A., right? A little drama comes.
Man, I was going to give you some mama mentality laces for coming in, man. I don't even know if I'm going to do it no more.
You know what? We're going to give him? We're going to give him the stay woke because he is awake and he knows exactly what he's talking about. So you get the stay woke laces. We're going to send those to you. Yeah, absolutely.
That is actually, you know what? On that note.
Okay, guys, why don't you stay with us for a minute, Seth? We're going to get ready to wrap up here, but we have one more topic I want to touch base on. Of course, in the finals, we were up against the Miami Heat. The talk of the town during this offseason, besides what the Lakers did, was, of course, James Harden and the Houston Rockets. The Heat are currently now the rumor mill that they're the ones working hardest to get Harden. And at first, they were saying Hero was untouchable. Now that apparently is not true. What do you guys think of that? Seth, feel free to jump on in, whatever you want to say. Bunny, go ahead.
That's a mess. I mean, everything is a mess. Because, first of all, Harden is a great player, but even Kobe had to understand that sometime he had to pull back his game in order to be able to win a championship. You know, so, you know, one-on-one players is great in the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game when it needs to be taken over. But Kobe said it best, that you have to play within the system the majority of the time in order to win. That's what Harden has to understand. Harden is a great player, but he has to understand that he has to play in the system. Mm-hmm. And then when it's time for him to take over the game, he does that. If he decides or figures that part out, he will then the Houston or any team he goes on will be able to excel. What do you think, Seth?
To piggyback on what you said, Mike, I think it all depends on how Harden walks into the Heat. You know, if he walks in with the reverence that Pat Riley deserves and, you know, the understanding, the great teammate that he has in Jimmy Butler and the system that they have in place, if he's been humbled through this and he's able to walk in and say, hey, I'm buying into this, not you're buying into me, they might be able to see. That could be a really cool thing to see him kind of mature. But seeing what he was just doing in Vegas last week and all of that, I don't know if he's ready for that maturity level. And it certainly was concerned.
He wanted to take all a
up in the club. Look, and all up in the video.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that, Seth, because he was in the club, and if he decides to go to Miami, I mean, what are we doing here? We are actually
Houston
putting gas
to Miami. Houston, we have a problem.
He went to Houston. He was partying in Atlanta, and then he's going to go to Miami. And that's where he's going to live, not just come in and out. He is going to stay there and go there on a Friday night and hang. I mean, so that's what I'm saying. So we can say that he's going to be – he has his vices, which, hey, man, I'm a man. I mean, I get it. I know I get it. But I'm just saying that when he goes there, first of all, his game has to change. And at the same time, I'm not worrying about James Harden because the Lakers proved that we can guard James Harden. Exactly. We know exactly how to take him out of this game. And if he's going to be that guy – that's going to dribble the ball, and we can trap him at the top of the key and get the ball out of his hands and make everybody else beat him. Hey, let's play the Heat in the finals again. So go ahead and do that real quick.
You know, that's the thing, though. I don't think that, you know, him going over to the Heat with Jimmy Butler over there, they're not going to get along.
Do they get along, those personalities?
There's no way they're going to get along.
Somebody about to get smacked in the mouth.
Yeah, because Jimmy Butler is not going to say, you know, give Harden the team. He's not going to give him... You know,
he would have never given him the keys.
Right.
He's definitely not doing it after getting to the Eastern Conference Finals last year without him.
This dude over here. Yeah. So what you going to do? You're just going to take the ball and travel and shoot a three-pointer?
Yeah, dribble.
Yeah, that's what you're going to do.
Step back three.
You're not going to run a play. You're not going to do a bad pick. You're not going to post up. you know, you're not going to let three people touch the ball. You know, fundamental offense. You're not going to do any of that, dude. Come on. You are not getting that ball. I'm taking this ball up court, and I'm not passing it to you. I don't care if you open or not.
All right. Well,
thanks a lot,
Steph. Well, and then you have the COVID protocols, too.
And
if he's, well, you know, if he's going to be out in Miami, you know, that's going to be a big problem for not just him, but the whole team. How do you stick to that?
Yep. Hey, team who's traveling there, too.
Hey, but wouldn't that be funny if Jimmy Butler just starts setting them up? Oh. Hey, you want James Harden number? Here it is.
You're right. Just don't let him catch his makeup look
bad. I'm sorry.
All right. Seth, thank you for joining us each week. Thank you for being part of the family. We can't wait to see you. We can't wait to be, in that practice facility.
Back home.
And back home with the Lakers and back home with you guys. Thank you so much.
Hey, Seth, we're going to get you this. We're going to get you some Get Laces.
Laces for sure.
Yeah, Get Laced Laces. Also, some Profane Nation t-shirts so you can rock those for calling in, man. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Awesome. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you.
All right, guys. So awesome as usual. Our callers, our listeners are wonderful. We love them, man. They're so smart.
Yes.
Our fans, the Profanity Nation is smart. Yes. So there's no question there. Guys, okay, so let's just round this out. First of all, we want to send out our wishes for Randy White Chocolate Gill. Unfortunately, he was unable to join us today. He did text in. Unfortunately, he had a family emergency. So from us and the entire Profanity Nation, we're hoping everything's okay. We will get that rescheduled. Randy, we will get you on the show. And to everyone who was expecting to hear him today, we apologize. But things happen. We all understand that, especially in 2020.
For real.
Absolutely. So be sure to follow us, everybody. Next week, we have a big guest. Next week, we have Jeff Hamilton joining the show. That is on Sunday, December 20th at 8:30 p.m. Pacific time. Jeff Hamilton is the iconic fashion designer of all the Laker championship jackets. The ones that Kobe wore, the ones that Shaq wore, the jackets that Michael Jordan wore, the 50 greatest NBA players had their custom jackets, the NASCAR drivers have their jackets designed by, it just keeps going on and on and on and on. So be sure to keep up to date, but we will be there. Get your questions ready because we want you to join us next week and be part of that show.
Yeah.
All right. So be sure to follow us. Subscribe to the Profanity Nation.
I was just going to say something real quick. Just real quick. So before we get off about Jeff and Jeff Hamilton. Because I think his most iconic photo, if there was ever a photo to me that's going to sell that jacket, it has got to be to me. This is my own opinion. But Kobe Bryant in the bathroom and in the shower. You know, when he got the jacket on in the shower, and he's like, he's looking down at the trophy. He got the trophy, and then he's in the shower. He's by himself, and the jacket is just on him. Like, you see it. It's like it's popping, right? And that right there, I think that was the 2001 champion. I think that's the one we just obliterated everybody. Mm-hmm. But I think that jacket right there, when that's so iconic. It's almost as like when Jordan is crying with the trophy when his dad is next to him. That picture of Kobe is so iconic.
He looks completely spent.
Yes, he's like, man, I gave it all. Like, and that jacket just, I don't know. It just, to me, every time I think about that moment, I think about that jacket, and it's just like, I mean, what kind of advertisement that was to, you know, be able to get laced up by, and you know, get laced with that jacket. So anyway, can't wait for my man Jeff Hamilton to come in there, and I think we're gonna have a great show next week, just like we did tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful.
I want a jacket. I want to know if he's going to bring me one.
Yeah, we're hoping he brings some.
Yeah, I hope he does.
It is Christmas. You know, it's Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas. Merry Christmas to us.
So for real. You may want to tune in on YouTube or Facebook. Definitely tune in on the Good News Network, the radio app, that's for sure.
Yes.
But if you want to see it next week and you want to see Jeff Hamilton and see what he may be bringing as a Santa Hamilton. We will.
Early Christmas.
That'll be on Facebook and YouTube. Okay, everybody. Yes, again, follow us on Instagram. That is the Profanity Nation. Online, we are theprofanitynation.com. Please be sure to tell all your friends to follow and subscribe to our podcast, which is available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, the Good News Radio Network, Bashani, everywhere that podcasts are available. Thank you, guys. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. Everybody, have a great day.
Peace.
Thank you guys. Peace.
This look good, huh? Even the most exclusive sneakers once purchased look identical to everybody else's sneakers.
Can I get a holla holla?
So how do you take your boring regular sneakers and convert them to unique dynamic sneakers that will stand out? Yo, that answer is easy. You need to get laced with Get Laced Shoelaces.
Yes, sir.
Visit GetLacedLaces.com or check us out on Instagram at GetLaced_.
This episode is also brought to you by Extreme Auto Sports in Santa Clarita. Whether it's audio or video, window tinting, vinyl wraps, suspension services, a 4x4 lift for your truck, or new wheels and tires, Extreme Auto Sports has you covered. Be sure to give them a call today, set up an appointment, and go get your ride taken care of. 661-424-1579. Extreme Auto Sports, that's the way to go.
Hey guys, you got to check out the Pure Life Alternative Wellness Center. It's a family-owned and operated pre-ICO, Prop D compliant, and recreational collective serving Chatsworth, the San Fernando Valley, and the surrounding Los Angeles areas. They offer discounts for all our veterans and seniors 55 plus, as well as first-time patient and referral discounts. You can order online at purelifesfv.org. That's purelifesfv.org.
100% black owned and operated. They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.